Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Once again, you just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today is an acclaimed singer-songwriter, and add to that a musical chameleon. In her latest album, she speaks from experience when she sings about bumper crops and herbicides. Her music is rooted in the farming community where she grew up, Manchester, Iowa. Her latest album is called Hayseed. Please welcome back Susan Werner.
But it's been about 100 years now since I've woken up and heard the birds. I've had enough of the concrete jungle, had enough of the glass and steel. I need a little bit of weeds and thistles, I need a little bit of something real. Bye-bye skylight, disappearing in the rear of you mirror. Hello sunshine, and the air is getting clearer. Love you honey, but I hope you understand. I just gotta get back to the land. I grew up on the open prairie, sky above, soil underneath. Alfalfa between my toes, a blade of oat straw between my teeth. Yes, I've always been a little bit backwards, and I do just the best I can. But I was raised in a barn, my darling. I was born with a farmer's tan. Bye-bye skyline, disappearing in the rear of your mirror. Hello sunshine, and the air is getting clearer. Love you honey, but I hope you understand. I just gotta get back to the land. They mean about 12 bucks a bushel. Corn will bring you 6. I gotta go get my fix, honey. Bye, 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 getting back, back, yeah, I gotta get back to the land, get back, get back to where you once belonged, on the land.
Back to the Land, the title of that original music by Susan Werner, our guest on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, to be found on Susan Werner's latest CD, Hayseed. It's got a nice picture of, I assume, Susan's back pocket. Your back pocket, Susan, with some work gloves hanging out of there?
Yeah, people have asked me if that's actually my rear end.
And I'm like, I would hire someone to do this. I mean, but yes, that's my actual rear end in the photograph.
There are models for such things.
Yeah, we're just a low budget project. Yeah.
Susan, great to have you back on the stage. I think it's been 3 or 4 times that you've been here with us.
It's great to see you, Ben. It's great to be back in town. The Athens of the Midwest, Iowa City, Iowa.
You have a guitar in hand. We have a piano here that West Music of Coralville has furnished.
How much money did I give to West Music of Coralville when I was in school here?
Was it quite a bit?
Growing up? They owe us a piano.
They are awesome when it comes to educating early talent, young talent in music. When I think about young talent, I'm looking back. I looked at your website, SusanWerner.com, and looked at the many CDs that you've produced. And I'm thinking,
you thought to yourself, she's not a young talent anymore. That's what you...
I'm thinking...
Just go ahead. It's okay to say it. We're mature now.
I'm thinking you're celebrating 20 years since your first album.
Yeah, I've been running around the country now for 20 years. But, you know, my first real gig was here at the Wheel Room at the University of Iowa back in, like, 1980. I date myself. And
Wheel Room doesn't exist anymore, does it?
I know. They redid the unit, so it doesn't exist. But, I played the gig for very little money, and it was just beer and popcorn. That's what the Wheel Room was, the smell of spilled beer and stale popcorn. And these are fond memories.
And you were hooked from that.
And I was hooked on a career as a musician. That's right.
Let me read in the meantime what some very astute publications have written about Susan Werner, our guest. One of the most innovative songwriters working today, the Chicago Tribune. All Music Guide says Werner is a songwriter and musician who is, I love this one, in such complete command of her gifts that it's almost scary. Has anybody called you scary in a good way before?
Yeah, you know, if you pay enough money, you can get anybody to say anything. So
that's... No Depression magazine. When it comes to crafting a song, Ms. Werner's only peers are Jimmy Webb and Paul Simon.
Yeah, that one must have cost a lot of money. That one, you get the big
names. And then from the New Yorker, Susan Werner, a clever songwriter and an engaging performer, brings literacy and wit back to popular song. The New Yorker.
Yeah, but that's New York. It's not the center of the universe. They think they're the center of the universe, but we're standing right here in the center of the
universe.
Ag is sexy, baby. Ag is sexy. Farms are sexy.
And that's what this new album is.
I was hot.
This is dedicated to your ma, your pa.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you didn't call them ma and pa. You called them mom and dad, right?
Mom and dad, yeah.
Yeah, right. And to farming communities and to your agricultural background. Hayseed is the title of the new CD. Let's go back to music, and we'll talk a little bit later if we could, Susan.
The song is called The Revenge of Kevin Oberbreckling. All the city kids, they had it better than us. They got to go have fun the minute school was done. They didn't ride the bus. All the city kids, they had brand new Schwinn's. Ours had rusty tires held together with pliers and some cotter pins. All the city kids, they never did no chores. We were baling hay, milking twice a day. They were making s'mores. All the city kids, all the city kids, all the city kids. All the city kids, they had their own TVs, had carpet on the stairs, they had beanbag chairs, they kept diaries. All the city kids, they had fluffy little dogs, a dog that sits and begs, a dog with all four legs, didn't smell like hogs. All the city kids had fancy clothes. All the city kids looked down their nose back then, but that was way back when. Now all the city kids, they have become adults. They want to be someone, they want to get things done, they want to get results. They want organic fruit, they want organic meat. Come to the city park, it's called the farmer's market, and it fills the street. And our food is good, but our price is steep. It takes them by surprise. I see them blink their eyes. I see them nearly weep. But we were just 4-H. We were the FFA. High time they learned how the tables turn. Now they're gonna pay. All the city kids. All the city kids. With your eyes to the west, you keep watching the sky. While the leaves start to curl, 'cause the crops are so dry. It's like everyone says, it does no good to complain, but it gives you something to do while you wait for the rain. Take a walk through the fields. The corn's about to set ears. You start praying to God. Though you haven't in years, you hope the old man can hear, 'cause you're feeling some pain from the bills coming in while you wait for the rain. It's getting late. It's getting so late. While the rest of the world just continues to spin, they got business to do. Businesses you ain't in, and some place like Taiwan, it gets a damn hurricane while you spit in the dirt, while you wait for the rain. It's already too late. Get 9/10 of an inch, or get nothing at all. By the end of July, well, the difference is small. 100,000 bucks are going right down the drain. Say goodbye to your year. Finish off one more finally let slip a tear while you wait for the rain.
Susan Werner with us, introducing us to her brand new album, Hayseed, and that was While You Wait for the Rain. Before that, City Kids, was there one in between? No, City Kids was the...
City Kids.
Your facial expressions are really good on that one, by the way. I can tell that you had fun writing that one.
Yeah, it's great how agriculture is now hot. It's really hot nationwide, sustainable ag especially.
And farmers markets are going nuts.
Farmers markets. What did I hear just the other day from Mark Bittman? I played this festival in Kansas, and Mark Bittman, the New York Times writer, was there. And he said that there are now more farmers markets in the United States than there are McDonald's. I was shocked by that. And
is that
kind
true,
of thrilled.
Though? That true?
Well, this is what he said, and I'm not sure if he's counting only corporate locations or franchises, but but there are like 13,000 franchises across the United States, McDonald's franchises, and 8,100 farmers markets. So if we aren't there yet, something is changing in American food, and it's exciting to have been part of it with all of our farmers markets performances this year and to see it firsthand. It's it's thrilling. There's an energy about this that is so hot. And so, yeah, farmers, it's the revenge of the nerds, baby. Revenge of the nerds. 4-H on top, baby.
Tell us a little more about you. I mentioned, and for those who don't know you, I mentioned that you grew up in Manchester, the Manchester area. Your parents still farming there?
Yeah, my parents still have 140 acres, about five miles southwest of Manchester. And that's Delaware County, Prairie Township, Section 14, for those of you that have a plat book in your past. Remember your sections. It's just great to have had that continuity from the day I was born, that there was a farm and that there's still a farm in my life today. I feel so happy about that. And it's a great way to grow up, and it's a great way to raise a family. I think the thing that is most heartening as part of this entire Hayseed Farmers and Agriculture musical and artistic project is to meet young families who are embracing the lifestyle of farms and farmers and wanting to raise their kids in an open space like that. To give your kids a farm to grow up on is like giving them their own national park. And it's a commitment on the part of the parents, but what it gives kids is so much imagination and play space. And they can bicycle and run around for hours with the sky overhead and so much space that they feel like is theirs. It's a real gift to kids.
Susan Werner's latest CD, Hayseed.
He wore a straw hat on his head and a tomcat in his smile. I told him he should understand this before he walked me down the aisle. You can have the money from the oats, the money from the cow, the money from the goats, and the money from the sow. But don't you ever touch the egg money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg money. We had 7 good years, then the trouble all began. First he started nipping at the gin, then he started seeing Marianne. Then he started gambling dice, lost the horses and the plow. I felt behind the stove, there was nothing there now. He had taken all the air money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg money. The egg money is mine. Leaving would have been the thing to do, but no one left in 1922. the angel that I am, poured the coffee in his cup, served his toast with butter and jam, and his eggs were sunny side up, and the eggs were maybe too old, and the eggs had maybe gone bad. 3 days and the body went cold. Doctor said it's terribly sad. Don't you ever touch the egg money. That's crossing the line. Don't you ever touch the egg money. The egg.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
We're back with more Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. So glad to have with us back on our stage. Welcome back, Susan Werner.
I was driving north on Highway 13 near Ryan, which is about 45 minutes north of Cedar Rapids. It was a beautiful summer night and the moon was rising in the east. Such a gorgeous night, and it came to me to write a song about something about all of this. This song is for my dad. The moon is going to work. He is hitching up his horses, and his favorite team, of course, is big old Jupiter and Mars. The moon is going to work, and his plow blade is a crescent, and the evening's warm and pleasant. It is time to plant the stars. He will turn the rich dark earth of night. He will scatter sparkling seeds of light. They will grow until they glow, and then the cities all will come to claim them. Who can blame them? So make a wish on one before they disappear. The moon is going to work. You can hear him if you're listening. There's a little tune he's whistling. It is time to plant the stars. And then the stars soak up the sun like flowers through the daylight hours. And then they'll blossom in the night before our eyes. The moon is going to work, and with diligence and patience, he grows the mighty constellations, and it is time to plant the stars. It is time to plant the stars. It is time to plant the stars. Yes. I was 6 or 7 in the barn. We must have had about 100 head of Holsteins. And my dad was whistling a tune, and I said, "Hey, Dad, what tune is that?" And he said, "Cotton Eyed Joe." I said, "How does it go again?" Of blue and fields of green, water full of atrazine, 100 acres to explore, acres full of alichlor. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Mom and Dad, how could they know? Ho, ho. Besides, done made me gay. When I was a tiny tot, 2,4-D and paraquat, seep beneath my prairie home, fractured my X chromosome. Hey, hey, my, my, all these years I wondered why. Besides, done made me gay. If your well is full of glyphosate, then the chance is good, the chance is great, that you'll much prefer a same-sex mate. It's true from Maine to California. Weeds, think exactly where that leads. Generations just like me, watching endless hours of glee. Hey, hey, dang, dang, singing along with the Katie Lang. Dang, dang, hey, hey, herbicides done made me gay.
You see, they won't let me play that song in Ames. We gotta play that song in Iowa City. This song is called The Worries of Patrick Lundquist. I think he lives up near Decorah. That's it.
The summer is hot, but the winter is cold. That's when the snowmobiles get sold. That's what we got up here. Snowmobiles and deer. is how it is when you live up north. Winter lasts till July 4th. So we snowmobile till April, maybe longer. And my wife, she says the cold, it makes us stronger. And we're strong up here, strong as 6-point beer. Comes to the weather is what it is. The summer's hot, but the winter's cool. They just closed the swimming pool on Columbus Day. It's getting late, I'd say. Of course, the kids, they think it's good. Swim all winter if they could. And my wife, she says it's only temporary. And it'll still be cold as hell come January. And I live for that. I got an Arctic cat. Comes to the weather. The weather is what it is. Or so I thought until a couple years ago. Now anymore we get a lot more rain than snow. I mean it really rains a lot. And then whatever snow we got, it melts away in just a day. So strange. My wife, she says that nothing's changed. She says, Patrick, don't worry. She says, look outside now, there's a flurry. The summer's hot, but the winter's warm. We just had a thunderstorm on New Year's Eve, a first, I believe. All the farmers up and gone moved up to Saskatchewan. So we sit indoors around the kitchen table, drinking too much beer and watching too much cable. Missing how it feels to ride snowmobiles back when the weather, well, it was what it was.
So this song goes out to all the natives of my home state, beloved home state.
Oh, the Mississippi River flows south from Minnesota, and it winds and it turns on its way to the sea, and it traces the features of a man in profile with a very, very big nose and a little goatee. There's the face of a man written in the river. Written in the river is the face of a man, and it's the shape of the land of the state of Iowa, the greenest corner of God's green earth. And when I say green, I mean greener than Ireland. Yes, so what, they got potatoes. We got everything else. Beans and corn and alfalfa, kohlrabi and asparagus, elderberries in the ditches, and a little bit of weed. And when I say green, no, I don't mean winter, 'cause an Iowa winter is why God made Phoenix. Think of all the early settlers who froze their European asses, thinking spring would soon be coming. They were in for a surprise. There's the face of a man written in the river. Written in the river is the face of a man, and it's the shape of the land of the state of Iowa, the greenest corner of God's green earth. And did you ever hear the story? The story about Neil Armstrong. He was standing in a space suit, looking back from the moon. He sees the Great Wall of China. He sees the Mississippi River. He says, "Listen to me, Houston. I can kind of see Dubuque." There's the face of a man written in the river. Written in the river is the face of a man, and it's the shape of the land of the state of Iowa, the greenest corner of God's green earth, the greenest corner of God's green earth.
We are having a whale of a time with Susan Werner. She's on stage at the Java House. Now, as a classical music announcer way back in, what, the 80s?
You're listening to Beethoven's Third Symphony on KSUI, Classical Radio for Eastern Iowa.
Oh, you still got it.
Oh, yeah.
You still got it.
It gets better. The more bourbon you drink, the better the announcer voice gets. That's what I
But you were a student, and that was university property, so that wasn't happening.
No, of course that wasn't happening. Those kinds of things don't happen on university property. No, of course.
But Spielville, of course, you would have announced something like Dvorak's New World Symphony, composed in Spielville.
Composed,
right?
in DeCor. Was he in Spielville or was he DeCor?
I thought it was Spielville, but maybe we're both hazy on that.
You know, Dvorak, right, composed in Northeast Iowa in the New World Symphony.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
A little Iowa trivia. Is there Iowa trivia component to your programming here? This part
Not to this point. Not it after all be. The years. Maybe we need to introduce it to pep it up a little bit.
You do, and the rye that is from Iowa, the rye that Al Capone drank, is called Templeton Rye. And there's a great song called Templeton Rye.
Yes, we've had Jason and Mike on.
Those
of
are the
Goddess.
Guys who did it, yeah.
Jason wrote that song, and we've had them both on here to sing that song.
Yeah,
as a
that's
fact.
A great song.
It is. And they used to have a big tour bus with Templeton Rye on it, on the side of it. Now, let's go back to your farm in our mind, to your farm, and you're four or five, and we transport ourselves there. Where are we most likely to find little Susan Werner on the farm?
Bicycling.
Bicycling.
Oh, yeah.
Where bicycling? Just down a dirt road?
Gravel road. Yeah. Gravel road. One of my happiest memories of childhood, and farm kids can relate to this. I don't think city kids relate to this in the same way, but that in Iowa there was so much space that when the clouds would pass on a beautiful summer day, and like the wind was blowing from the south, and the wind will blow the clouds from south to north, and if you're on a north-south gravel road, and you start at the top of the hill on your bicycle, you can chase the cloud shadow down the hill, up the next hill. You race the clouds. Again, I just don't think, you know, kids in West Des Moines are getting that opportunity to treasure that. I just don't think. But maybe up in Solon they are.
People can get your new CD, find out more about it by going to SusanWerner.com. I love that last tune. That was Iowa, right? Yeah. It's on this album, Hayseed.
And it's a children's song. It's a children's song, the Iowa song.
But what I like about the fact of it is this new album was commissioned by the University of Nebraska's Lead Center for Performing Arts and the Institute for Agriculture and Natural Resources. But you, Susan Werner, got Nebraskans to pay for a song about Iowa.
Exactly.
You are crafty. Good job.
Yeah, and they were after me. They're like, come on in there, Nebraska song in here. They really wanted some kind of song about football, Nebraska football. And I just couldn't. I'm a fan of, you know, Herky the Hawk and the early Herky, you know, the dorky looking Herky.
Not the fierce Herky.
Not the fierce Herky, though. You know, and as a you know, loyal Iowan, I cannot. I mean, it was a bad day when Nebraska came into the Big Ten. Let's just face it. I don't know who allowed that to happen, but this was bad for us and good for them. And I don't think I'll ever be able to produce a song really for Nebraska. It's just
I'm glad you stuck to your guns. You're gonna step over to the piano. I wanna make sure we thank West Music of Coralville because they provide us with pianos whenever we beckon, and we are so grateful for them providing musical upbringing and learning to Susan Werner here.
And a real piano. This is
and
really
a real,
great.
And
we
a piano.
Do
want
to thank West.
Let's
Music
thank our friends
that.
At West Music for supporting local music.
Take Manhattan, you can have that. Give me Chicago any day. LA may be hot, ain't got what we got. Give me Chicago any day. Give me the down home people who say what they mean. Give me the lake and the river. The river's so green. Give me the best tall buildings the world has ever seen. We scrape the blue from the sky, so there's nothing left for Cleveland. Don't need to see more of old Baltimore. Give me Chicago any day. Or go get lost in the streets in Boston. Give me Chicago any day. Just give me Michigan Avenue any time of year. Leave Angel Wish again, and haven't you, that you were living here. Oh yes, music and drama, Michelle Obama. Give me Chicago any day. Overcoat, the two-button suit. Give me the Field Museum, the Art Institute. Give me the Cubs out at Wrigley. We root, 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 and if they win, you would say they exceeded expectations. Oh, yes, go see Grant Park. That ain't no scant park. Give me Chicago. Give me Chicago. Well, train. Give me Chicago any day. Because the way I reckon, when the reckoning's done, you'll find the second city is second to none. Enough chit-chatting about Manhattan. Give me Chicago any day. Give me Chicago any day.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
We're back with more Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. So glad to have with us back on our stage. Welcome back, Susan Werner.
I suggest, may I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life.
May I suggest this time is blessed for you? This time is blessed and shining, almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I'd suggest to you, why I'd suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. It's a secret world, like a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. Expressed in you, it's the hope of seven generations, maybe more. And this is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. And inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know what's yours to finally set right. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you, to see how very short these endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, oh, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. And I suggest this is the best part of your
sadly, coming to the end of, close to the end of the hour with Susan Werner. She's got a couple more for us, I believe.
Oh, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, well, good. We are good. Susan is just getting warmed up here. All right. Susan Werner with us. Hayseed, her latest album, and it's put out in 2013. You can find out more about it at susanwerner.com. And, you know, as we go, and you send us out with a song or two, I want to ask you about when you look back, and we've determined more or less 20 years of making albums now, and you've been through many sort of reinventions of yourself. You had the classics Susan Werner on an album. You had the American Songbook version of yourself. You had the agnostic gospel version of yourself. So you reinvent yourself. And now we have, in Hayseed, found the Farm Roots version of Susan Werner. And you feel real at you seem like you're really at home there, as you should be. That's where you grew up, right, on the farm. What's next? What will be the latest reinvention, the newest reinvention? What is on the horizon?
I think what looks to be the next thing is to this point, unnamed, but specific, but unnamed in public, theatrical adventure. So we'll see. There may be something.
Susan Werner on stage?
Well, not me, but...
An opera,
A musical, I think.
A musical.
So
okay, good.
Stay tuned for that. Details to be revealed at the right time. But writing for the theater is a whole new challenge, and writing for characters is a great challenge. I really love it. And also with this Hayseed project, I mean, these people named Kevin Overbreckling and Patrick Lundquist and Irene Brogheimer. Irene Brogheimer is the one, by the way, who killed her husband with the eggs.
True story.
I can't say it's a true story in my family, but you know, there are rumors about great Aunt Mildred. So, writing for characters is a great challenge, and it's fun, especially to write from the point of view of guys. Like, how do guys reveal themselves? How do guys talk about their feelings and talk to each other? And it's just really enjoyable to write for other characters and other points of view.
We will look forward to that work on the horizon. Susan Werner, as you tune up, I want to thank a few people. Again, I want to thank West Music of Coralville for providing the piano for our performance today for Susan to play on. Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer. Derek Hellison, our assistant producer. And most of all, of course, our Iowa girl who came back to give us another performance from Manchester. Thank you for rooting us in your music this hour. Susan, we appreciate it. Let's thank Susan Werner one more time.
Well, excuse me, sir. What did you say when you shout so loud it's hard to tell? You say that I must change my ways, or I am surely bound to hell. Well, I know you'd damn me if you could. Well, my friend, that's simply not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small? You say you know, you say you've read that holy Bible up on the shelf. Do you recall when Jesus said, judge not lest ye be judged yourself? For I know you'd damn me if you your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small? Your fists that shake and your eyes that burn, you do these things you do, I would not be surprised to learn someone somewhere excluded you. But my friend, imagine it if you would, a love much mightier than a song. Oh, if God is great and God is good, why is your heaven
And that brings to an end this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, where we bring you fresh food performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. I've been doing it since 2001. Susan Werner, a girl who made her debut playing guitar and singing at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Manchester, Iowa. Her latest is called Hayseed. Find out more about her music and her touring by going to her website, SusanWerner.com. Susan, W-E-R-N-E-R. I'm Ben Kiefer. Hope you'll join us again next week for another edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.